My family became part of a statistic this week. Our daughters have been two of the millions of young people that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say have come down with the H1N1 virus. Her daughters are much better now. They're eating popsicles without constraint. I wish that the vaccine for this flu had been available, but we know that a few thousand other families have not been as lucky as ours to have had such mild symptoms. Of course, I can say that because I'm at the office today. My wife is at home with two sick children. I got to take a shower. I can keep up with the news. No one here at the office orders me to fetch him a ginger ale with an autocratic air that the Queen of England would avoid, or clings to my leg like a shipwreck victim if I try to go to the bathroom. History says that television was invented by Philo T. Farnsworth in 1927. I think he must have had two children at home with the flu. There is no greater spur to ingenuity than the desperation of parents who need to distract and amuse sneezing, squirming children. My wife and I used to talk about literature and theater. We've watched so much Sesame Street this week, we just turn to each other and say, K's the letter of the day. Can you believe that? Our six-year-old crawled into bed the other night, coughing and rubbing her sore throat. She proposed a popsicle as the best treatment, so a little after 3 a.m, we padded into the kitchen. Now, we don't live in a quiet place where crickets chirp and brooks babble, but right around the corner from a trauma center. Sirens come and go all night along a river plied by boats and helicopters and next to an office building where lights burn late. My daughter and I sat on the floor, slurping and giggling to be up with all the lights and sirens. She said she didn't want to go back to the dark of her room, so I tucked her in atop a sofa and stretched out below her on the floor. "Who's still up?" she asked. "Police and fire," I told her. "Doctors and nurses. I'll bet the people at the bakery downstairs are just getting in. Garbagemen, too." "Moms and dads," our daughter added. And when I thought I could hear her breathing slowly and sleepily, I drew close to kiss her goodnight. Our daughter whispered, "Oh!" You think she'll remember that half as well as I do?
Sing. Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad.
Pink Martini, you're listening to NPR News.